Hi, Richard.
No, you have the wrong number.
Wrong number? Is this not the Arnold residence?
No, this is the Arnold residence. This is not Richard Spohn.
Oh, I apologize. This is Jesse calling for an opinion research. It's very short, a public opinion poll firm. Do you have 2 minutes?
For, like, how short?
It's less than 2 minutes. I'm calling to ask for help on important issues in Texas.
It's very short,
I promise. Okay, thank you very much. Now, the first one, thinking about how you vote in state and federal elections, would you say you tend to vote for more Republicans or Democrats?
I vote for conservatives, regardless of party.
Okay, so would that say, would your answer be like both parties?
Well,
because it could be either or, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes, it could be either or.
Okay. Next one. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor of Texas?
Jeez, that's a loaded question.
I'm sorry.
I mean, there's some things I agree with and other things that I really don't, but...
Okay, so this might help. So strongly approve or somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Next one. If the general elections for President of the United States were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I would seriously consider whoever's running. Third party or Green Party or Libertarian, I will not vote for either Trump nor Biden.
Okay.
I would rather write in my dog than vote for either of those two.
Let's just say those were your only options. And just to include, this is very confidential. Your answers are not shared. This is just for polling matters, okay? Let's just say those were your only two options.
I would abstain from voting.
Okay.
That would throw my vote away.
Yes. So let's just pretend those are the only two options. Right now, with your personal feeling, how would you say you lean towards more Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Living in the world we live in today, and that's the only thing you got. Let's just say that.
Oh my God, I really don't know how to answer that, to be perfectly honest with you. If those are the only two options, I really honestly might throw my vote away because I cannot support either of those men.
And
I mean, one is a corrupt slime ball and the other is, you know, he needs to not be in office anymore because he's out of touch. Wow.
I completely respect your opinion here. And this is just...
There's only A or B. There's no C or D.
No, there's only A or B.
Oh, my God.
And this is not a definite answer. This is just...
No, I understand.
Yeah.
It's you know, but it's...
I love how you're very conservative, though. I love the fact that you're really thinking hard about this.
God, if I have to choose...
Yes.
Oh, my God. shit. I'd probably go Trump. Oh,
okay.
God, that...
Okay.
I need to...
That's actually one of the answers. That's actually one of the answers. Let's go on to the next one. You're doing a great job. This is the last one here, okay? Which statement comes closest to your opinion on guns? There's three statements. Let me read them off to you. We need to make drastic changes to our gun laws in Texas, including banning all assault weapons, or we need common sense gun reforms in Texas like universal background checks, or we need to protect the Second Amendment, and we don't need any kind of new laws restricting the right to keep and bear arms.
Probably A and B.
A and B. So you only have one.
I can only choose one, though.
Yeah, only one. They're both great answers, though. But which one is better?
Read them each for me again.
Okay. The first one is, we need to make drastic changes to our gun laws in Texas, including banning all assault weapons. Second option is, we need common sense gun reforms in Texas, like universal background checks. And the last one is, we need to protect the Second Amendment, and we don't need any kind of new laws restricting the right to bear and keep arms.
And I can only choose one.
You can only choose one. Unfortunately, yes. They're, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess I'd go A.
A? Perfect. Okay, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. You have yourself a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.